Let's see. Bill has been waiting patiently. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, I've got a friend who just went through colon cancer surgery, and he went all the chemo treatments and everything, and so he went back in for surgery to have his intestines hooked back up, and that worked fine, but he got a infection, C. diff.
Oh,
I'm not sure
my,
exactly.
yes. Yes, that's a bad one.
So he's taken some really strong antibiotics, and they prescribed some probiotics. But other than he's been about 3 weeks in that situation, and he still can't get very far away from a toilet. So what would you suggest?
Now, the infection is in the intestines then, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the probiotics were a very, very good idea. Not quite sure about the antibiotics. There's other ways of approaching sometimes if we have a culture done, and you said it was C. difficile. Okay, well, there's labs that do test for C. difficile, and then they'll tell you if there's any natural substances that particular C. difficile might be wiped out by, is what I'm looking for here. Is this friend working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine? Because they can send a stool specimen off, get it screened, get the germs grown, and then check for natural substances which may help.
He's not. That's the one reason why I'm calling today.
Well, that'd be my first thought, sir. Now, there are some
To get
things we can try.
a colon sample and then have to send that out to find
Yeah,
out
stool
exactly what the
specimen.
infection is.
Yeah, find out not only exactly what the infection is, but they do what's called culture insensitivity. And the sensitivity part is to find if there are any natural things that the germ is susceptible to, as well as any antibiotics. They do
Cultural
both.
insensitivity or sensitivity?
It's called culture and sensitivity test. So culture, and then the word and then the word sensitivity. Yeah, and
From the stool sample.
if you're working with a natural medicine doc, they know which lab to send it to, which will tell them both about antibiotics if you want to know, and if there's any natural substances out there that might work.
So until you had that test, you couldn't recommend something
Well,
else
yes,
to try.
I sure can, sir, because there are a couple of things that have been used in folk medicine for absolutely centuries. Because they clear out all the as many bad guy bacteria as possible, and they don't mess with the good guys. And the number one thing there is oregano oil. Now, I never ever recommend getting the oil itself and sticking it in our mouths. It stings, it burns. But there is a company that puts it into an emulsified tablet, and we can swallow that tablet with no sting or burn. But once it gets to the stomach and body temperature, it melts, and then the oregano oil goes down the intestines, and that oregano oil wipes out the large majority of bad guy bacteria and wipes up virtually no good guy bacteria. Now, that's a shotgun approach. It's not specific, but while we're waiting on a test for something specific, nobody ever OD'd on oregano oil. Yeah, I suppose you could be allergic. I haven't run into anybody who is yet, but nobody ever really hurt themselves with this stuff. And
And
let's
who'd
say it
supplies
was,
that tablet?
it's a company called Biotics Research, Biotics Research, ADP is the name of it. I don't know where they get ADP because it's nothing more than emulsified oregano oil. Now, let's just say it was me and I had this infection. I'd be using two of those 3 times a day, sir.
Two, three times.
But he might want to check with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine further about that.
Okay. We'll go for that test and try this other one first.
Okay,
Thanks,
sir.
Doc.
You're welcome.